listening to the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor.
I'm Jared Wadley. Much has been made in the media about young adults and their increasing tendency to live at home with their parents. Sheldon Danziger, a professor at the Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy, says anyone who describes this generation as spoiled is missing the complexity that many young people face as they take longer to complete their schooling, settle into steady employment, and delay marriage and childbearing. Danziger co-edited a new book, The Price of Independence, The Economics of Early Adulthood, in which leading economists and sociologists examine how wages, the cost of living, debt, and other factors have affected the transition to adulthood.
It's not the case that today's young adults are just spoiled and don't want to grow up and take responsibility for themselves. There are some attributes that make it advantageous to stay in school longer, to begin work later as you complete more schooling, and to have children after you marry, which is going to be at a later age. And so if it were only delays because people are staying in school longer, that would be a very positive trend. But on the other hand, it's become much more difficult for young people to get good jobs, and that means that many young people find themselves without health insurance, with relatively low wages that are not high enough for them to support a family. Those economic difficulties tend to be associated with people who delay marriage but don't necessarily delay childbearing.
The delay into adulthood is evident as more students attend graduate schools, which can lead to better paying jobs.
You can see differences in the transition to adulthood if you look at the University of Michigan. 30 years ago, most of the graduate students who started programs here started programs right out of college. So they went to college, completed college, went to graduate school right away. Today, many of our students work for a few years. They find out what they want to do when they come back to graduate school. By definition, this is postponing their entry into adulthood, but they're doing better in graduate school. They know what they want. Many more women come to graduate school today than was the case 30 years ago. And so marriage and childbearing gets postponed, but it gets postponed in a context of increasing educational and labor market opportunities. It's very different for young workers who come out with a high school degree or might have dropped out. The minimum wage, if it had kept pace with inflation, would have been $9 today. But the minimum wage today is closer to $6. So a worker getting a minimum wage job today is going to have a much harder time supporting a family. A minimum wage worker today is much less likely to have health insurance. And so the less educated worker today finds it much more difficult to support a family. Because young workers are still romantically involved, I think contributes to what might have been childbearing within marriage is now childbearing outside of marriage. And so you have increasing differences between young people who have a lot of education and young people who have a little.
These trends of staying in school longer, postponing the age of marriage, and having children later aren't unique to the United States. They are common in many European countries.
In other countries, public policies do more to cushion the transition to adulthood. Think about the case of health insurance. In other countries, everybody has health insurance. Here, young people who go to college, who tend to come from more affluent families, are covered by their parents' health insurance. But if an 18-year-old doesn't go on to higher education, many of the insurance policies that their parents have won't cover these children. So you end up in a situation in which the young people likely to attain the highest economic status, those who go to college, also have better health coverage than those who go into the workforce. And this kind of disparity is less likely to happen in other countries.
Sheldon Danziger is co-director of the National Poverty Center at the University of Michigan's Gerald R. Ford School of Public Policy.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.